Today, House Republicans unveiled a tax cut plan they're calling the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, choosing that name for the 429-page plan instead of the name President Trump reportedly wanted, which was the Cut, Cut, Cut Act. Here's House Speaker Paul Ryan.
With this plan, the typical family of four will save $1,182 a year on their taxes. For many families, having an additional $1,182 more will make a real difference.
It was a long slog getting to this point. Joining us, NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi there.
I say long slog, but we're reminded under President Reagan in 86, it took years and was a bipartisan plan. This time it's a Republican plan. And they had to cut taxes while not raising the deficit in order to avoid a filibuster. So does the plan at first blush, as Republicans say, benefit, you know, families, or does it, as Democrats claim, give a windfall to the rich?
Well, I think the rich are probably the biggest winners in this plan, but it definitely gives benefits to families. Maybe some families would see their taxes go up, but they are planning to double the standard deduction, which will help families. On the other hand, if you live in one of those blue states where they have high state and local taxes, you're not going to get to deduct them anymore from your tax bill. You're going to get, I think, up to $10,000 of property taxes that you can deduct.
Actually, I'm going to ask you to stay there because that's been so controversial. Republicans were under a lot of pressure from some Republicans, especially in the Northeast, to keep these deductions for state and local taxes. So again, how'd that play out?
That's right. Well, so there are going to be some deductions, but it's going to be scaled back. So I think the losers are people in blue states where state and local taxes tend to be higher than red states. Blue states tend to pay more in taxes to the federal government than they get back in services. And there are a lot of Republicans from New Jersey and California and New York who don't like this. And the National Association of Home Builders has already come out against it because it's going to limit the deduction of mortgage interest. And the realtors don't like this either. But there are other groups that are happy about it. For instance, 401ks are not going to be touched. That's something that the tax writers had considered, but they're not going to do that. So the point is, behind every loophole, there's a lobbyist. And in order to pay for the cost of this tax bill, you have to get rid of some loopholes. And that's where the big fight is going to be.
Okay. Well, we'll take that up in a second. But on the to-do list, corporations will go from 35% to 20%. Both Democrats and Republicans have wanted the taxes on corporations to be lowered, so more of that money is in this country,
right,
not overseas.
Right.
But where, given that cut and the fact that President Trump, as you said, did prevail, no changes to the 401 plan contributions, that would have taxed more savings on the front end when you put money away instead of on the other end when you take it out. That's gone away. But where are Republicans making up for this, the lack of tax money coming in?
Well, first of all, they're allowing a $1.5 trillion addition to the deficit. That was in the budget. But what they're doing is, as I said, they're going to limit deductions for mortgage interest. They're going to get rid of the personal exemption, even though they're doubling the standard deduction for families. I think that might hurt families with a lot of children. They are raising the child tax credit by $600. And of course, they're making state and local taxes less deductible. So that's where they're getting some of that. They're also phasing in some of these tax cuts to make it kind of to make it comply with the budget rules, because some of these are also going to be temporary. That also allows them to stick under the budget rules, which means they get to pass this with only Republican votes. Democrats cannot filibuster it in the Senate.
And is that going to happen? What happens next?
What happens next is the president says he wants a tax plan passed by the House by Thanksgiving, and he wants the whole thing on his desk by Christmas. That's been described to me as a timetable that's somewhere between ambitious and insane. Mm-hmm. But what happens next is the lobbyists go to their corners. They try to protect their favored loopholes. And the president and his allies, I think, are going to spend $100 million in advertising pushing for this. The president's going to go around the country, try to pressure red state Democrats who are up for re-election in 2018 to vote for this. And the details are going to change. My prediction is this probably will die 1,000 deaths. But in the end, something will pass. Maybe it won't even be this big and broad and sweeping kind of tax reform. Maybe it'll be just a more modest set of tax cuts. But I think that Republicans are under so much political pressure to pass something, especially since they couldn't repeal and replace Obamacare. They don't want to go home to voters empty-handed next year. So I think that, you know, the if you're a betting person, you'd bet that something, some kind of tax cuts, maybe even tax reform, will pass, maybe early next year.
And just so briefly, will it be because Republicans don't like it? That's why it'll die 1,000 deaths?
Well, different kinds of Republicans from different states don't like it, and different interest groups don't like it, and that's why it'll die 1,000 deaths. But I do think if Republicans can't pass tax cuts, something that's deep in their DNA, I don't know what else they could pass. So I think for that reason and the political pressure, I think something will pass.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson, thanks.
Thank you.